This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Medically, the world is not the same as it was last week. A virus that started in China, perhaps from an animal source, has caused dozens of human deaths and infected hundreds. It is likely that more infections and deaths will follow in the weeks to come. It has already wreaked economic and social havoc in China, coming during the festivities associated with the Lunar New Year. Families are separated from each other, entire cities are on lockdown, and hospitals are simply overwhelmed. The culprit is a virus called N-Corona, for novel corona. We've known about this family of viruses for a long time as a common cause of colds and sore throats. But things changed in 2002 with the SARS corona epidemic that started again in China and caused illness in thousands and killed over 800. Dr. Peter Hotez, the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, an infectious disease specialist and co-director of the Texas Children's Center for Vaccine Development, picks up the story in 2012.
It arose out of Saudi Arabia, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, MERS coronavirus, also a very serious infection. Spread from Saudi Arabia, elsewhere on the Arabian Peninsula, to Korea.
Viruses are often preventable with vaccines.
Well, unfortunately, we do not have a licensed vaccine for any of those three major coronaviruses, even though the technology to make it is not that complicated. So the technical feasibility of making these vaccines is not very difficult. It's a matter of attracting investor support or finances to do the clinical trials.
The problem is that these epidemics pass.
This is what happened with our SARS vaccine that we were developing. We developed and manufactured, we think, a very promising vaccine for the SARS coronavirus. And then once SARS was gone, there was no longer a lot of interest in starting and continuing clinical trials, which led to licensure. So the vaccine more or less sits in the freezer.
The problem is that these epidemics pass, and when they do, there's little appetite for investing in developing vaccines with the feeling that the epidemic is now over. This isn't just unfortunate for Dr. Hotez's group. It's unfortunate for all of us, because it may have helped out with this new epidemic.
This new N-coronavirus looks like it's quite similar to the old SARS coronavirus. It has about 80% similarity in terms of its genetics and amino acid sequence. So we think there's a good likelihood that our SARS vaccine that we previously developed in response to that first epidemic could potentially cross-protect against the current N-coronavirus.
But their vaccine will require extensive testing for safety and then effectiveness testing, and this could take years. Unfortunately, we end up being very reactive and not so able to think ahead. Had Dr. Hotez and his group been able to finish their testing years ago, things would be different today, with a vaccine ready for rapid dissemination. As Hotez points out, these serious coronaviruses now seem to be the new normal.
We've seen one every decade in this new century. So we had SARS in the early 2000s, we had MERS in the 2010s, and now in the early 2020s, we've got this new N-coronavirus. There's every reason to believe that history will repeat itself.
And when it does, we need to be prepared. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.